Shalom Aleichem, hope everybody had a wonderful Purim. If you thought Purim was over, think again. As the Torah of the Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch Poskim discuss, not only the comparison connection between Purim and Pesach, Mismach Geula Lagula Adif, especially in a Ibri or in a double month where we celebrate Purim and Adar Sheni, in order to connect Purim to Pesach, the Geula of Purim to the Geula of Pesach, but there is another significant connection as well. Let's begin with the Torah in Siman Tav Resh Pei Vav, who explains that there are actually two fasts, a fast before Purim and a fast after Purim. And there's a very strong correlation between these fasts as well as the Yontif of Pesach. Says the Torah that the makor of a fast that we call Tainis Esther is based upon a Gemara in Megillah. Says the Torah, Yesh Smach, Mehad Isa B'Gemara, Shloisha Asur Zman, Kihila Cholhi. Says the Gemara that the 13th day is a day of Kihila, connection. What does that mean? Perish says the Torah, Shakol miskaptim l'tainis Esther. Everybody would come together to fast the tainis of Esther. Uboim b'nei akfarim la'yaros. All of those in the villages or the outskirts of the big cities would come to the big city. Lomar slichos v'tachanunim. To recite slichos and to daven on the 13th. Lefishibo nikolu lamod al nafsham v'yitzrichim rachmim. As the Megillah teaches us, the 13th day was the day that the Klal Yisrael fought our enemy. That was the day that ultimately was chosen as the day to fight and to destroy the enemy, Haman and company. And therefore today, anu osim k'mo sheheim hayu osim b'mei Mordechai v'Esther. We recall, commemorate what they did, the fast that took place on the 13th. Of Adar, by also fasting on the 13th of Adar, and that's called Tainis Esther. So it says the Torah, based upon the Rush in Maseches Megillah Siman Aleph, that the institution for Tainis Esther is based upon the fact that there was a fast that took place on the 13th of Adar in order that the army and Klal Yisrael would be successful militarily in defeating everybody in Shushan and beyond, and all of Haman and Haman's company. And that took place at that moment and at that time when Klal Yisrael were fighting and davening and fasting, so too we do the same thing. What's interesting to note, and the Rush himself makes this point, is that nowhere is it clear in the Megillah at all that there actually was a fast that took place that day. And that's the reason that both the Rush and his son, the Tur, write that's a smach, or it's a sad. It's some sort of remez, a hint, or a basis for why it is that we fast on Tainis Esther, but it's not absolutely positively clear that that's the reason. Furthermore, even though they fasted that year, who says that that fast continued? And how do we know that that fast continued? And nonetheless, the Rambam writes clearly in Hilchos Tainis Perakei, Nagu Kol Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael accepted the custom to fast on the 13th. And this is the basis and the reason that the Rush, the Tur, the Beis Yosef indicate because of the fast that took place during the battle on the 13th of Adar. However, the Tur continues and tells us about a fast that takes place after Purim. Says the Torah, Siman Tav Resh Pei Vav, Sif Gimel, V'yesh Misanim Shlosha Yamim Ba'adar. There are those who fast 3 days in Adar. V'hachisa b'Maseches Sofrim, and the Chazal teaches this to us, in Maseches Sofrim, Rabboseinu Shebemarav Misanim Ba'adar Shalosh Ta'aneu Shel Esther. There were 3 days of a fast of Esther which took place in Adar post Purim. What is that 3-day fast for? So as opposed to Tainis Esther, Yud Gimel Adar, which has no Mikor, Bikra, not in Megillas Esther, not in Nevi'im, not in Ksuvim, not even in Chazal. It seems to be an institution of the Gaonim and the Rishonim. But the Tainis of Esther, the 3-day fast, that absolutely has a Mikor in Megillas Esther, Perek Dalet, where Esther decreed that there would be a 3-day fast to help Klal Yisrael. And in order to see Esther's success, Mordechai's success, when they would go to speak to Achashverosh and inspire Achashverosh that Klal Yisrael should be taken care of and not be annihilated. L'hashmirgu, l'harug, u'la'abed es kol ha'yehudim. And Esther's inertia initiative on the part of Klal Yisrael with Mordechai's support and encouragement to help protect Klal Yisrael was successful. And here the way that it was successful is because it was a 3-day fast. But when exactly did Esther institute the 3-day fast? So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah, Daf Tezvav, that it happened on 3 days of Nisan. Not just Nisan, but it was Yudalad, Tezvav and Tezayin, the 14th, 15th, and 16th day of Nisan, which of course is Pesach and the Seder. And the Gemara very clearly tells us in Maseches Megillah, Daf Tezayin, Amud Aleph, that what did Esther do? Nisbatil, they abolished the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, was abolished as a result of this fast. Vayavur Mordechai, says the Gemara, Amarav, Shehevir Yom Rishon Shel Pesach Betainis, that the first day of Pesach, the day of the Din D'Oraisa, the Mitzvos D'Oraisa, Pesach, and the Seder, and all of the Mitzvos that it includes, was abolished in order for Esther's success, and therefore is a three-day tainis which takes place the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th of Nisan. But of course, if that's the case, why is it that we don't continue commemorating that fast in Nisan? So says the Torah, Afal Pish Osan Hayu bin Nisan, Lahayurotzin Lahisanus bin Nisan. We couldn't continue to require and to initiate a fast in Chodesh Nisan. Nisan is the Chodesh of Geula. And therefore, how could it be that we will institute a fast in the Chodesh of Geula? Number one. Number two, V'hukam bo Mishkan. Nisan is the Chodesh that the Mishkan was erected, was established, was concretized. And therefore, as a result, we never ever established Esther's three-day fast for posterity. Not the 14th, not the 15th, not the 16th of Nisan, because long-term, that's Pesach, of course. And therefore, even though it was a harasha, one-off, in order to help that Esther would be successful, and it was necessary to be Mevatel Pesach for that reason, that year. But in the future, not only do we not fast the 14th, the 15th, and 16th, but moreover, we don't fast Bichlal in Chodesh Nisan because of the fact that it's the Chodesh HaGula and the Chodesh HaHukam HaMishkan, and it's for that reason the Masechet Sofrim teaches us, and it's Paskin both by the Torah and the Beis Yosef, that there were those, Yesh Misanim, Shlosha Yamim Ba'adar. The question is this fast kept? And why, moreover, do we see that the three-day fast of Esther does not seem to be commemorated, upheld, and kept, as opposed to Tainis Esther, which is? One might think just the opposite. The three-day fast of Esther has a makor. It's absolutely articulated clearly in Megillas Esther, Perek Dalet. Esther initiated a three-day fast, and of Klal Yisrael fasted. Tainis Esther in the 13th has no makor. Not in the Megillah, not in the Nevi'im, not in the Ksuvim, and not in the Chazal, not in Tarshu Baal Peh. So why is it that Tainis Esther became a fast that all of Klal Yisrael was misnahegin, and the three-day fast is not? The Beis Yosef comments in Siman Tafresh Pevav and says, Nira, it seems, shehatam, that the reason that this three-day fast is not upheld and commemorated post-Purim, kedei shelo lahachbir al hatzibur. It's too much. It's too much to ask. How can you require klal, an am, all the B'nai Yisrael to fast for 3 days, even with hefsekim, even if you take a break during the night? It's too much to ask. And even though it does have a makor in Chazal, and even though it does have a makor in the Megillah, as opposed to Tainis Esther, which has none, the fact is that really, it would be too much to ask. Indeed, the Aruch HaShulchan Siman Tafresh Pei Vav writes, he never has seen anybody, not an individual, and not communities, who ever keep the three-day post-Purim fast. Now, why is it post-Purim? So the post can point out, because we want to juxtapose it as close to Nisan as possible. Because if the fast was fasted in Nisan, and we can't fast in Nisan because of the reasons that we gave, because it was the Chodesh HaGula, or the Chodesh HaHukam BaMishkan, at least juxtapose it, make it as close to possible to Nisan, and therefore that's the reason that it was established in Nisan. Indeed, the Likutei Maarich, B'Shoah Chaim Friedman, in his Minhagei Purim HaTainis Esther, in the footnotes of his grandson, the Zircher Menachem, quotes from the Chidon on Mesechet Sofrim, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Dalet, who writes, Shiro Lo'or HaChaim HaKadosh, Shehisane BeHafsaka Gimel Yamim. He saw, says the Chida, that the HaChaim HaKadosh himself did fast for 3 days in Chodesh Adar. What days? Yod Aleph, Yod Beis, Yod Gimel. The 11th, the 12th, and the 13th, Laila V'Yom, the night and the day. So our Chaim Kodesh took this very seriously, but of course for posterity, all of Klal Yisrael did not. But it is interesting to point out and to note that the Zichron Menachem, quoting the Chidah, notes that the Rechaim HaKadosh himself did indeed keep this three-day fast. While we don't keep this three-day fast, not in Adar, post-Purim, and not in Nisan, it might be that we do have a hint to this fast. Because the Beis Yosef in Siman Tafresh Pei Vav quotes the Shiboli Lakid, who explains that the reason we fast the Tainis Esther on the 13th of Adar is not because there was a war on the 13th of Adar. And in order to complete a successful military campaign in Shushan and against Haman, Achashverosh's company, is not the reason for the fast of the 13th. But reason, the basis for the fast of the 13th of Tainis Esther is Dafka, because it's commemorative of the 3-day fast of Esther. Yes, it's true. It's not being fasted in Nisan and not after Adar, the way that the Torah and the Beis Yosef describe. But the Beis Yosef, according to Shibol Elaket, Simkuf Tzari Dalet, notes that really the reason for Tainis Esther, which is not Midivrei Torah, which is not Midivrei Sofrim, but is a Minug Bi'alma, says the Shibol Elaket, Shari Tainis Esther Mordechai Hei B'mei Pesach. And therefore, as a result, the way that we commemorate this 3-day fast of Esther is by fasting on Tainis Esther. So what emerges is that really we have two reasons for Tainis Esther in the Rishonim. The first, the Rush, the Tur, and the Beis Yosef described, because it was the day that there was a war and a military campaign. In order to be successful in a military campaign, you need to fast and you need to daven. And therefore, that's the reason. As opposed to the Beis Yosef, according to the Shibol Elaket, that the basis for Tainis Esther is because of Esther's 3-day fast, which took place in Nisan, but nonetheless, we commemorate it by fasting on Tainis Esther. This is opposed to the Tur's approach, that there were two independent fasts. There was a fast of Tainis Esther, which is the military campaign, and there's a fast post Purim, a 3-day fast post Purim to commemorate Esther's 3-day fast, and that took place, although in Nisan, nonetheless, we fasted an Adar after Purim to commemorate that as well. So that is the approach of the Tur, the Beis Yosef, and the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as Yesh Misanim Shlosh Yamim Ba'Adar. There are those who do fast 3 days in Adar, but as noted, both the Beis Yosef, the Aruch HaShulchan, don't indicate at all that there's anybody in Klal Yisrael who kept that outside of what we have found from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh who did keep that fast. However, there might be another hint to this 3-day fast. You're familiar. Shulchan Aruch tells us, based upon Rishonim, Tosfos, and Meseches Kiddushin, the last Tosfos, one of the last Tosfos in all Meseches Kiddushin, that there is something referred to as Bahab, Beis, Hey, Beis, Monday, Thursday, Monday, following Sukkot and Pesach. There's a 3-day fast on Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Tosfos, the Rishonim, explain, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that the basis for that fast is because it could be that members of Klal Yisrael over the Yom Tov of Sukkot and Pesach, Zman Simchaseinu, may have transgressed an Avera. They may have sinned. Maybe Chalila, a Jew, didn't eat what he was supposed to on Pesach. Maybe a Jew, Chalila, didn't eat what he was supposed to eat. And Chametz was snuck in. Or you acted inappropriately with all the merrymaking of Sukkot and Simchas Beis HaShoev and the like. So therefore, Chazal instituted Bahab Beis, Hey Beis, a 3-day fast in order to atone for any sin or transgression that anyone may have violated after Yom Tov. Not everybody fasts Bahab. There are tefillos of Bahab that some say, even though one might not fast. But there are those who indicate that the basis for the Bahab following Pesach, the first 3 days, Monday, Thursday, and Monday, in Chodesh Iyar, is reminiscent actually of the 3-day fast of Esther. Although ordinarily Bahab, one understands both the similarity of Bahab post-Pesach and post-Sukkot is because it's supposed to atone for the sins and transgressions that one may have erred during these two Yomim Tovim. Nonetheless, it has been suggested, and you will find some Makoros that indicate that the basis for that is, specifically, the Bahab after Pesach is in order to commemorate the 3-day fast of Esther. So that continues on some level, on some way, and in this context, it's not in Adar, it's not in Nisan, it will be in the beginning of Iyar, but there is a hint to it that this fast does remain and does continue. It is interesting to note that although Bahab is something that's established following a Yom Tov in order to atone for any sin that may have taken place during a Yom Tov, there's a comment of the Beis Yosef, not the Beis Yosef in his commentary on the Tur, but the Beis Yosef in a Sefer Magid Meisharim to Parshas Vayakel writes a new reason, and a very fascinating one for that, for the fast of Tainis Esther and the fast of Erev Pesach. Two fasts, Tainis Esther and Erev Pesach, and the Beis Yosef said there's one reason for both of them. Says the Magid Meisharim, Hatam, the reason that we fast on the 13th of Adar, and the reason that we fast on the 14th of Nisan, Mipnei Shisrael Chayavim Lishto, since we are required to drink on Purim, Chayiv Inishlo Besumi Bipuraya, Adalo Yadav Minar Hamel Baruch Mordechai, and on Pesach we drink Leil Haseder Arba Kosos. Says the Beis Yosef, in order that we're not going to be overwhelmed and attacked by Samuel and the Nachash. Nogin lehisanos, the custom became to fast on Yud Gimel Adar, on Tainis Esther, and Erev Pesach, lachnia kocham. We want to blunt and we want to keep the evil forces away. When Klal Yisrael drink on Purim and on Pesach, the reason for us doing that is not because we were indulging and we were inebriated for the sake of the physical pleasure, but rather la'avodas koneinu, the reason we're doing because it's a requirement al pidin dalet kosos sharehim magdimim lehisanos kodem lachen lahachnia taivas ayetzer hara, says the Beis Yosef. So while Bahab is there to atone for sins that a Jew may have made following Pesach and following Sukkot, says the Beis Yosef, that's the reason for the institution of Tainus Esther as well as Tainus Bechorim on Erev Pesach. But he also mentions that it's not just the Bechorim who fast on Erev Pesach, but even Istinisim uktsa. So we have Bahab on the one hand, post-Pesach, post-Sukkot, and Tainus Esther, and Tainus Erev Pesach, Tainus of the Bechorim, the Tainus of the Istinisim, and Ktas Bnei Adam, in order to make sure to do that. So we see that there is another very strong correlation between Purim and Pesach, not only in the element of Geula, and the beautiful, incredible redemption, the Nisim Geluyim and the Nisim Nistarim that we saw in Purim and Pesach that are adjacent one to another and that are juxtaposed in the Chadashim of Adar and Nisan. But we see that the Yom Tov of Purim still continues even post-Pesach with the Minug that is cited from the Maseches Sofrim to the Tur and the Rush and noted as well as codified on some level in Shulchan Aruch. Ziyesh Misanim, there are those who keep the fast, the three-day fast of Esther. And whether that is kept post-Pesach or whether that's the reason, as the Shibbol Lakan indicates, for the fast that takes place on Erev Purim as Yud Gimel Adar, is something of interest that one should be familiar with. And there are many, many fast days that are noted and are mentioned in the end of Hilchos Tainus, many of them that we don't fast, as well as those mentioned in Megillas Tainus. As we're all familiar, Megillas Tainus was Nisbatel, but nonetheless, it is important to be aware of all of the great historical events that take place throughout the calendar year in Klal Yisrael, some which are codified, some which are not codified, some which are kept, some which are not kept. But nonetheless, this three-day fast post-Purim allows us to appreciate what did take place by Yamim Mahem and to continue to understand it Bazman Hazeh, to make sure that we're properly recovering from Purim and taking the Oros of Purim as we reach and climb toward the Yom Tov of Pesach. Bezras Hashem, we should be zocheh to be somech the Geula to the Geula.